Brotherhood. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The past couple of weekends, there have been a couple of events on the west side of the state of significance, honoring the memory of student athletes who left this life way too early and serving as part of the healing process for their respective communities. Time certainly has flown since 2011, when Wes Leonard, a star on the Fenville High School boys basketball team, died shortly after hitting a game-winning shot, sealing a perfect regular season for the Blackhawks. Then just last year, Ryan Fisher, a captain on Granville's ice hockey team, passed in his sleep the night before the Bulldogs were scheduled to play Detroit Catholic Central in the MHSAA semifinals. Heart issues were the culprit in both cases. 2 weekends ago, Fenville hosted nearby Saugatuck in the annual Never Forgotten game, which raises funds for the Wes Leonard team, providing defibrillators for schools. And in the fourth edition of that game, the Blackhawks finally grabbed their first victory in overtime with Mitchell Leonard, who was an eighth grader at the time his brother died, pulling off a double-double, making a key assist on a three-point bomb from midcourt to force the extra period. The big game sealed the younger Leonard's place in Fenville's basketball lore, where he will never be forgotten like his big brother and the greatest legend of them all in high school sports in our state, Rich Jordan. Moreover, the game and its work continue to help schools and help this small community heal, taking another step forward. A short drive up Interstate 196 to downtown Grand Rapids takes us to Van Andel Arena, where over 3,000 fans gathered last weekend with an even fresher memory of the events of last March, where the Fisher family encouraged their son's team to play in the state semifinals against a heavily favored Catholic Central team. The result that night was secondary to the brotherhood and the instant healing that began, including the CC players dashing the length of the ice at game's end to join the Granville players in prayer. Many of those same young people played Saturday at the Van, including Ryan's brother Connor, a sophomore football and hockey player at Granville, raising money for a memorial scholarship in his older brother's name. The players were wearing red, white, and blue uniforms. The CC players presented a check for nearly $1,500 to the scholarship fund, which has nearly doubled its target goal in less than a year. And then the two teams engaged in a spirited hockey game where the values of school sports were again more important than the competition's outcome. And after the game, they again huddled in brothership. I opined after the events of last March in this forum, asking why it takes tragedy to screw our heads on straight in sports. The lessons are out there to be learned every night, but they more often than not get overshadowed by our society's win-at-all-cost mentality. And as we enter the winter tournament season this week, let's see if we can carry the memories of the Leonard and the Fisher brothers and the lessons learned in school sports to the level where they really belong. And that's on a shelf in the display case, more prominent than any trophy we could ever put there. It's the last week of the finalist tour in the 4th annual Battle of the Fans competition. This week, our staff and cameras will make its second trip to Southwest Michigan to check out the attack at Dowagiac High School. Check out the videos from our other school visits on the Battle of the Fans page on the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.